This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Is the problem that our pace of life today excludes being kind to others? The last two mornings I've been looking at this business of kindness. And a question to consider is, are we so busy that we overlook acts of kindness? And I think that many of us have busy schedules. And that's fair enough. But we can use that as an excuse to avoid helping someone in need. And maybe you think, what I can do, I'll say a prayer for that person that I saw yesterday, and that's all I need to do. But the Bible doesn't say that at all. In fact, this is what it says. If you have a friend who needs food and clothing, and you say to him, well, goodbye and God bless you, stay warm and eat hearty, and then you don't give him clothes or food, what good does that do? And I'm reading there from James chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. What it means is that kindness is more than just a pat on the back and saying, have a great day. It means getting involved, getting your hands dirty. That's what you have to do. Kindness really is visible and it's active. It moves beyond the spiritual and the emotional. It moves to the physical and the practical issues of life. I heard of a chaplain who was working in a hospital, and he saw a lady sitting in the corridor having just been through the terrible rigors of chemotherapy. And this woman looked tired and exhausted. Her shoes were untied. And the chaplain asked if he could go and do up her shoelaces. And she said, yes, she'd be grateful. So the chaplain sat down on the floor and tied up her shoelaces, and the lady said that she felt like a young child once again. And this is what she said. It was a good feeling to have someone that day who cared for me. That's kindness, isn't it? Shown in very simple ways. In a world where selfishness, pettiness and meanness, they seem to rule the day, acts of kindness can do lots of wonderful things. They can bring unexpected delight, even in the tying of shoelaces for somebody. Kindness means getting up close and personal. Now, it's one thing, I guess, to watch TV footage of starving children, and we see that quite often. That can be very disturbing. It's another thing to go and actually work for an aid agency. It's one thing to donate some of your money to charity or to a good cause, but it's quite another to hold the hand of a dying AIDS patient. So what I'm saying today is that true kindness gets close and bears the burdens of another person and their pain. And whilst today, unfortunately, the watchword for today is don't get involved, the truly kind person is prepared to get involved. It was the theologian and the writer, Henry Nouwen, who used to say that a true friend is someone who can be silent with us in our time of despair, during our grief, or can tolerate not knowing everything and share our difficulties. So this is the friend that I'm talking about who is kind. One of the greatest kindness I think is saying, look, I don't have all the answers, but I do understand, or I'll try to understand, and I'll hang in there with you when you're hurting. And perhaps today you understand, you know that's your experience. And in Luke chapter 6, in the New Testament, Jesus said this, try and show as much compassion as your Father does. Never criticize or condemn, or it'll come back on you. Go easy on others, and they will do the same for you. That's Luke 6, verse 36 and 37. God wants us to live so that kindness is a natural outcome of everything we do. Now, that's a tall order, I know it is, but God can change our heart and he can bring this quality into our life if we ask him. It's not really boasting about how good we are or how kind we are. It's about letting others see that you belong to Jesus. After all, Jesus said, let your good deeds glow for all to see so that they will praise your heavenly Father. So God wants to renew the world, sure, and he does it person by person. And the scripture has this to say, since you've been chosen by God who has given you this new life, and because of his deep love and concern for you, you should practice tender-hearted mercy and kindness to others. Don't worry about making a good impression on them, but be ready to suffer quietly and patiently, and let the peace of your heart, which comes from Christ, may that be always present in your heart and life. Well, Heavenly Father, we admit that too often we've failed to show your kindness when we should have. We've taken others for granted. We've not acted in love when we've been given that opportunity. Help us to do better today. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.